This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I'm thrilled and honored you guys decided to join with me again today for this amazing, beautiful week. I tell you, I love this month of May. It's amazing. And I'm really glad, like I said, today you guys decided to join with me, and hopefully we can learn together about some great and powerful principles and things that will make us have an aha moment. And so I want to go and get into it, if that's okay. And that is, today I want to talk to you about getting it and vibrating it. Put it another way, if you get it, you'll vibrate it. Now, we know, we've talked about this before, we understand that everything in the universe is vibrational, right? All right. So a lot of people ask me, so Jeremy, how do I actually begin to vibrate? Because the bottom line is, if like attracts like, and vibration connects to like vibration, then what do we do in the kingdom of God? How does that work? How do I put science and put religion to it? Or not religion, but the Bible. How do I mix, you know, my spiritual walk with scientific proofs of vibration? Well, it's very, very easy, actually. Knowing that God created everything and knowing that the Bible says that everything that can be shaken will be shaken, that means there is a vibration to everything. And so it's not even about being a religious thing or even a scientific thing. It just is what it is because God created it that way. And that means that if everything can be shaken, which we know everything is shaking, then we know it is vibrational. So how do I begin to vibrate what I want in my life? Let's just go that route for a moment. How do I vibrate what I'm really wanting in my life? See, a lot of people, they don't get it because they don't understand it. And that means that how am I supposed to vibrate what I want in my existence, whether it's materialistic goods or whatever it is? Well, notice how I said many people don't get it. Notice how I just said that. Because here's the key thing. If you don't get it, you won't vibrate it. And that means if you don't have a revelation of what you're looking for in your life, you can't vibrate it. In other words, if you don't have the revelation in your life of what it is you're looking for, then the open heavens will never be open for you. They'll stay closed to you. You'll never vibrate and get what you're looking for. What you're trying to hopefully wish that would happen in your life will just never come your way. Why? Because you don't get it. And if you think about it from that angle, you realize that getting it means I have an open mind. My mind of it has been open to receive this divine revelation from God about why I need something and how I'm going to utilize it. Remember we talked about a while back in some of my teachings and my courses and on this podcast about having a vision? Same thing. If you don't have a vision, that means you're not getting it. So, for example, if someone says, man, I'm in desperate need of a car, do you think God, let's be honest for a moment, do you think God Almighty is going to look down and say, ah, poor baby, you don't have a car? I feel bad for him. Let me give him a car. No, that's not how God works. He said He would give us the desires of our heart. It's not about I want it because I have to have it. If not, I won't survive. It's about a desire that burns in you. It's when the embers of that desire or that vision burns in you to where you understand it by seeing the fullness of it. Now sometimes you won't see the fullness of it, and that's okay. But when something begins to be made known to you revelatory-wise, that means you are beginning to see an expanded version of something to say, you know what? I'm getting why I need this in my life, and here's what I can do with this thing, and here's how I can utilize it, and here's how it'll benefit other people, and here's how it'll benefit me, here's how I can cause this thing that I'm believing for to benefit the kingdom of God. And guess what? You are on a great start to starting to get it. You're going to be on a great start to developing a vision for your life. And so it's not about, well, so-and-so has a new house, I want a new house. I'm just going to learn to focus on a new house, a new house, a new house. That all you're doing is focusing on just the words of a new house. Or maybe you're focusing on a picture of a house. Now, when we deal with vision boards and visualization in the sense of visualizing what God has for you through His divine will and purpose for your, and plan for your life, yes, absolutely. But there has to be a little bit more than just seeing it. Seeing it is not always just believing it. It's when you see it for the first time in the spirit realm. That means in the natural, I could look at something all day long. It doesn't mean I'm going to vibrate it. It doesn't mean it's going to come to me. It doesn't mean it's going to be part of God's will. See, if something is part of God's will for your life, then He will open up the heavens of your mind and begin to pour into you a revelation of having an aha moment. Are you with me? And that's when you know, wow, I am seeing this as if it were for the very first time. And that way, because here's the thing, when you see, let's say for example, I'm using just a materialistic thing because it's a great example for us to be able to relate to it. And many of us, especially in the Western world, we're very familiar, you know, of course, really anywhere you are in the world, we're very familiar with cars and homes and money and jobs. It's pretty much universal, correct? And so, but let's take a home, for example. If I'm sitting here saying, man, I see that house, I want that house, that all I'm doing is seeing, I'm just seeing the house. I'm not actually visualizing the house, because visualization of visualizing means I'm actually seeing it through the eyes of God. And if I'm seeing it through the eyes of God, that means definition will automatically start appearing. That means vision will automatically start appearing. That means hope and a bright future for that house will begin to appear. That means I'll begin to have, through the vision of the house, by visualizing through the eyes of God and seeing it as if it were the first time in my life, means I'll be able to see other people included in that house. And I'll be able to see the kingdom of God involved in that house, of how I can utilize and bring glory to God from, you know, to the kingdom. And so if you see it from that angle, then you understand more. You understand really what is purposeful in your life. You understand what you have a vision for. You understand the need versus the want. You understand exactly why I need something versus why I want something. You begin to understand the difference between this is the will of God as opposed to my flesh is just wanting this because everyone else has it. You see what I'm saying? And that's why it's very important, folks, that if you can see it, if you can get it, then you're going to vibrate it. Because true seeing, there's two different scenarios of seeing. The Bible says, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear. In other words, he who has an eye to see, let him see. And basically what this means is, through the natural naked eye, you can see, no big deal. It doesn't guarantee you to vibrate it. It doesn't mean you're going to get it. It doesn't mean you're going to have it. It doesn't mean it's going to come to you. It means with the natural eye, you can see it. Well, folks, guess what? Your neighbors can see the same house and gawk at it and say, oh, it's beautiful, isn't it? And you're like, oh, yeah, it's beautiful. I'm going to have that one day. And you know what? There's no difference between you and that person because you're both just seeing it with a naked eye. But what makes you different and stand out from among the rest is when you look and you understand by the realization of this house is what is drawing me, and what's drawing me is the inside of the house, not some natural structure of the house inside. Anyone can walk into a house, but once again, we're talking about having an eye to see and an ear to hear. What is drawing me is the inside, the spiritual structure of the home. And when you see the spiritual side of something, automatically, bam, you're going to start getting vision about it, of the when, the where, the hows, and the whys. How can it be utilized for yourself? How can it be utilized for your family? How can it be utilized for your friends? How can it be beneficial and bring God glory? How can the kingdom of God be incorporated and integrated within that house? You see what I'm saying? Then your how, when, where's, and whys begin to develop visions, and you begin to understand where it needs to be, why you need it, how it's going to benefit the kingdom of God, and why I'm desiring it. That's the purpose of life. And so many people ask me, do you think this is God's will for me to have this? And instantly I look at them and I say, nope, it's not at all. I don't need to really inquire of God prophetically to ask God if this is something you need, because here's the key thing. You are automatically speaking from a point of just seeing with the naked eye and hearing with the naked ear. That's why you're asking. But truly, when it's God's will and it connects to the vibration or connects to the heart of man, instantly something begins to vibrate because it relates to the heart, and the matters of the heart deals with the vision and deals with the how, when, where's, and why's. And when you put your heart into it, you begin to get it. And when you get it, you begin to vibrate it. And so notice that when we're dealing with law of attraction, we're dealing with scripture about as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, or so is his influence and his world and his life, and it's basically his ultimate universe, you know, of the person we're dealing with. Then we understand why people are not getting the things they're desiring, because they're not getting it because they're not getting it. Are you with me? People don't get things because they're not actually getting the thing. There's a big difference between seeing and seeing. There's a big difference between hearing and actual hearing. Anyone can hear a prophetic word, but yet not everyone can actually hear the prophetic word. Put it another way, not everyone can hear the foundation of what the word of the Lord is actually saying versus someone who looks and just sees, or someone who hears and just hears. Great example is Paul. You know, when Paul, who was formerly Saul, the Bible says in the book of Acts that he was, you know, on this caravan and God struck him, just knocked him off his beast, which we'll call maybe a horse, you know, or cattle or whatever, and it struck him to the ground. And the Bible mentions, it makes it plain that everyone heard this sound, but yet Paul heard a specific sound. He heard a clarion call. In other words, while everybody else was hearing noise and sound, he was hearing the actual definition of what the sound was saying, which in layman's terms means that he heard a voice. He actually heard words as opposed to just sound. There's a difference between just hearing music and someone who hears the music and hears the integrates within themselves the actual, and heightens the actual instruments themselves. Of there's the violin playing within the song. There's the faint drum beat in the background. There is the harp playing. While other people might say, man, this is a great, you know, good song, yeah. But other people can get inside the song and hear the details of the song through the power of the instruments, as if they're playing solo, you know, as solo. And so that's a key thing you have to remember, is life is about getting something. It's not about just, I want this, I'm going to get my hands on it, so I'm going to see it and think about it. You know, anyone can think about anything. And if we have between 60 to 65,000 thoughts a day, then you know what, you're all the time thinking things. And just because you're thinking them, does that mean that you're going to have everything you think about? No. It means you're actually not getting those things. That's why you're not getting it. And so when you get something and you focus from the standpoint of a revelation, and you're focusing from a standpoint of a vision of the thing, then if you get it, you will vibrate it. And that, my friend, is why people don't have what they desire in their life and what they're wanting to get their hands on. And they want it because everyone else has it. And they're wanting it because they got this epiphany that if I just think it, I can have it. If I just speak it, I will have it. It's the same scenario of the Bible when it says, you know, if you decree a thing, it shall be established in the earth. Well, anyone can talk, folks. And sometimes people think that if I decree something, that means I'll just have to speak it loud. God's not deaf. It's not about how loud you say it, or how soft you say it, or how slow you say it, or how fast you say it. It's about, are you saying it from the power source that lies within you? And that power source is your heart. Your heart that is the power source, because as a man thinketh in his heart. So it's got to be deep down in the organ we call the heart, spiritually speaking. And it's got to be something that is heartfelt and heart seen and heart known and heart heard. That's why with Jeremiah it says, you know, Jeremiah says it's like fire shot up in my bones, because it comes from the in-depth side of who we are. When it comes from inside of us, it's going to shoot out of us like fire. But if it's coming just from the head knowledge, because you're just saying, if I just think it and see it and just say it out loud. See, there's a difference between declaration and saying. Anyone can say something. No matter how much you scream it. You know, saying things doesn't scare anybody. It's what you decree and you declare from the in-depth part of your heart, from the beingness of your heart where the fire lies, that is when you mean business. Because why? Because you have a vision of why you're about to decree something. You have a power of revelation of why you need to decree that and why you're saying that. Then you know the difference between saying and decreeing. And so anyone can just see things and say things things and think things. Anyone can do that. It doesn't mean it's activating the law of attraction in your life. It doesn't mean it's activating the power of a decree. And if you decree a thing, it shall be established in the earth. Well, know the difference between saying it and decreeing it. It doesn't say if you say something, it'll be established. It says if you decree something. So study these things within the Bible to know that what God's talking about is something that comes from the inward womb of your life, the very pit of your stomach, spiritually speaking, to know it's got to come from deep within. That's why, if you notice, I love the scripture, because as a man thinketh in his heart. It doesn't say as a man thinketh in his head, because that's not the in-depth part of who you are. It's the in-depth part of as a man thinketh deep, buried deep in the fibers of your heart. Because that's where the issues of life come from. That's where you know what you really want and what you really believe. And that's why law of attraction works on the just and the unjust. It works for everybody. And many people say, but I've been saying this all day long, it's not happening. Because you're not thinking it in your heart. You're not defining it. You don't have the revelation of it. And that's why what's manifesting in your life is what's really buried deep in your heart. And what you need to do is get to know yourself. Get to know what you believe and get to know what's really in you from childhood on to understand what is it I truly believe? What is it I really have been thinking about and desiring for so long? And because of that, you understand why you are vibrating everything in your life or getting that you really don't want. It's for that reason. When I look at law of attraction, I look at the Bible, I take it seriously. I look at what God wants me to know. And here's the difference between me and maybe some other people, or maybe you and other people, is you have to know that you are a co-creator. If you do not have the revelation, if there's one slight fragmentation of your being, letting you know what, I don't think this stuff is real, it's mumbo jumbo, I can't co-create anything in my life, I'm just a human being, and like the Bible says, I'm just worthless, and I'm horrible, and I'll never amount to anything, and my righteousness as filthy rags, then you know what, for you, you'll manifest nothing but garbage in your life, you'll manifest nothing but horrible things. Your false humility will get you exactly that. It'll get you nothing but pure garbage, because of how you see yourself in Christ. Guess what? That's when the fire is turned on. That's when you start, not finish. That's when you start the revelation of understanding who you are and why it's so significantly important of how you think, what you say, and what is in your heart. And take a self-examination. Evaluate yourself to see what is in the outward expression of your life. Because what's in the outward expression of your life is what you've been truly wanting to say, and you'll know what to change in your life, for the good or the bad. It's when you have revelation. When you get it, you vibrate it. And that's what I wanted to bring to you guys today on this podcast. When you understand this concept, then at that moment, you'll begin to finally awaken to say, if I don't get it, if I don't have a revelation of it, if I don't have a vision of it, it must not be God. It must just be me. Because the moment I tap into that energy, that power of God, then all of a sudden, when it starts hitting me like a bomb, as far as revelation and vision and definition and what I'm doing with it and what I'm doing in it and how it's benefiting other people and how it's benefiting God and how it's benefiting the kingdom and how I can expand it for many years to come and how it's going to cause me to produce for a lifetime and how I can possibly leave a legacy from this thing, then, my friend, you've got a revelation of getting it. You've got it already. And guess what you're going to do? You will vibrate it from that day forward. So thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. It means so much to me, guys. It really does. And by the way, if you're new to our podcast, join with me on Facebook Live every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Central. It's going to be facebook.com/identitynetwork. And when you tune in on Mondays, make sure you're liking it, folks. It's very important that when you tune into the video, make sure you turn your notifications on to where it'll let you know the moment I go live on Mondays or maybe during the week, which sometimes we bring in special weekly specials that sometimes can be 50% or if not more off of a lot of our product. You want to make sure you get the notifications for that. Also, don't forget, I'm also doing doing at the current moment on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. as well, Facebook Live on Identity Network on the Facebook page, also doing weekly specials. And so I want you to be able to be updated with everything we're doing here at the ministry. It's important. We're constantly evolving, moving, and growing, and metamorphosizing into something greater every day. And I want you to be a part of that metamorphosis. I want you to be a part of knowing that today, you know what? You won't be the same person tomorrow that you were today. And today, you are not the same person you were yesterday. Help, join with us, and let's evolve together. Amen. God bless you, and I'll talk to you next week in our podcast.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.